A 7 on the WOKV weather meter from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Hey, mostly cloudy skies today. A few showers developed this afternoon with an upper level disturbance passing through, but temperatures reach the lower to mid 60s today. Winds out of the north and west, switching eventually to the south and west later today. So we'll see those lower to mid 60s here and upper 60s south and west of Jacksonville for this afternoon. Low 60s close to the Florida-Georgia border. Mostly cloudy, a few light showers lingering this evening, moving to the northeast, but overnight we dropped out into the upper 50s to low 60s. Those are our high temperatures, in fact, for Friday, for the 23rd of December, as an Arctic cold front will slide through the area and bring in breezy conditions out of the north and west with winds of 20 plus miles per hour and dropping temperatures into the 40s as early as noon on Friday and into the afternoon. So a dramatically different day in terms of temperatures from the morning commute into the noon and afternoon commute on Friday. As you perhaps slide out of work a little bit early, it's going to be a lot different. Going to have those heavy jackets as we get into the 40s with that wind blowing as well. Then down into the upper 30s quickly near and after sunset and dropping into the low 30s before midnight. There'll be some spots already at freezing before midnight Friday and into Saturday morning. But we see a hard freeze inland, especially west of the St. John's River, but even some spots east of the St. John's River will drop down into the mid to upper 20s on the south side. West of the Intracoastal to the St. John's River, we'll have to track for some of those neighborhoods to get down into the upper 20s for a few hours. Either way you shake it, it's going to be a cold, a bitter cold morning for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. 20s and 30s, even the low 30s to upper 20s all the way to the coast. So at the beaches, to the sand of the beaches, we're going to have at least a light freeze there, if not dipping into the upper 20s in some spots. So be mindful of that as you're preparing your sensitive plants. And of course, you want to bring the pets inside if you can, and also check on your elderly neighbors or somebody that perhaps doesn't have as much access to heating. Of course, that's something we always want to remember to do to help our neighbors. But temperatures in the lower 40s, that's it on Christmas Eve day. Mostly sunny skies. It is going to be a chilly one with a little bit of a breeze still. But then we go into the 30s quickly for any Christmas Eve services. We'll be dropping into the mid to upper 30s and even some low 30s, depending on what time that is. So definitely got to have those sweaters, jackets, and coats as we head to Christmas Eve services. Overnight, we drop to the 20s again, lower to mid 20s inland, upper 20s to low 30s all the way to the coast. We'll be mostly sunny Christmas Day at least, but definitely chilly with temperatures in the lower to mid 40s in the afternoon. And then 20s and 30s again Monday morning. So could have three consecutive days of freezes in Jacksonville at the International Airport after having none so far for this winter season. Then mostly sunny Monday, still chilly, but highs back to the low 50s. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah as well. We are continuing to track those temperatures beginning to warm up as we head into next week. But before that, definitely going to see some freezing temperatures, the first freezes of the winter season on the way in Jacksonville. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe from the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish is back later today and tonight on Action News Jax. Have a great day and Merry Christmas.